Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the only chag that we have which we will not recite the bracha of Shehachianu v'kimanu v'higianu lazman hazeh. And of course, the reason for that is simple, that Shvi'i Shel Pesach is the end of the chag. Even Shmini Atzeret, even though we call it, and the Torah calls it, the eighth day, but it is a chag id of itself, separate from Sukkot, and therefore recite the Shehachianu. This is a reflection of the fact that Shvi'i Shel Pesach, which according to the Mesorah is the day that Kriyat Yam Suf occurred, is not dealing with something new, but rather ends the process of Yitziat Mitzrayim. And we should view Kriyat Yam Suf in that regard. Kriyat Yam Suf is not a miracle in of itself, but rather Kriyat Yam Suf is the end, literally, of Paro and of Shibud Mitzrayim. We spoke earlier last week of the fact that there are different stages of the Geula. Kriyat Yam Suf would reflect one of those stages in which Bnei Yisrael at this point, perhaps the Lakachti Etchem Li La'am stage, is no longer at all connected to Paro, but rather is a totally independent nation under God. However, having said that, Az Yashir points to the fact that this is still an interim stage. If you take a look at Az Yashir, and it's brought to bear, especially at the end of Az Yashir, Moshe and Bnei Yisrael singing at the banks of Yam Suf did not view the Kriyat Yam Suf as a end game, but rather as an interim stage. And this is why we say, and we are familiar with this from our tefillot of every day, where the Torah tells us, Tivi'emo v'titaemo bahar nachlatcha, machon l'shiftecha pa'alta Hashem, mikdash Hashem konunu yadecha. In other words, already in the Kriyat Yam Suf, already in the Shira, there is an end game which is expected, that we should be brought to the emo, v'tita emo bahar nachlatecha. We should be brought and we should be settled on the mountain that we will inherit. Machon l'shiftecha pa'alta Hashem, mikdash Hashem konenu yadecha. There is an expectation that not only will we go into Eretz Yisrael, but that we will also be building a Beit HaMikdash, and that leads to Hashem Yimloch La'olam va'ed, that God will rule eternally. So here, Kriyat Yam Suf has a specific miracle in mind, the Kriya itself, but at the same time, we are looking ahead and we are having this expectation for a far more permanent type of Geula. Now, this is also hinted at the beginning of the Shira, when we say, Ze Oziv Zimratya Vaihi Lilishua, God was my strength and I will sing to him and he was my salvation. Ze Keli Va'anvehu Elokei Avi Varomenhu. This is my God and I will anvehu, and I will translate in a moment, Elokei Avi, the God of my father, and I will uplift him. Rashi on this pasuk says Va'anvehu is in effect parallel to Va'aromamenhu, that I will uplift him, Anvehu, from the idea of Noi, to beautify, and this is also halachically the source for the idea of Hidur mitzvah, of beautifying mitzvot and trying to go beyond the bare bone necessity of the mitzvah and try to glorify the mitzvah itself. Unculus, however, understands ze keli va'anvehu in a different way. He takes the word anvehu, the shoresh of nun vav he, and views that as a bayit. Neve Hashem, sometimes the Beit HaMikdash is referred to a neve in Hebrew. So neve can also mean a home. So ze keli va'anvehu, so this is the idea that I mentioned before. This is my God, va'anvehu, and I will build him a bayit. I will build him a mikdash. However, there is a way to combine these two ideas. And perhaps with this third idea, we can begin to not only view Kriyat Yamsuf and the Shira as being an interim stage where we look ahead towards the ultimate Geula, but rather that we take concrete steps in order to bring about that Geula. Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, and as well as the Kotzker, understood Va'anvehu, the Aleph of Anvehu, I will make myself a home for God. In effect, I turn myself, the human being, the person looks at himself or herself and says, how can I glorify God? And the way that I glorify God is by turning myself into a mikdash for God. Everything that I do, everything that I accomplish, everything that I dream of should be focused on the Ribono Shel Olam. And this is, in effect, the way that I turn myself into a mikdash me'at, a mikdash miniature mikdash. The human being himself can become the mikdash for God. If we are able to look at ourselves and view ourselves with that kind of expectation and responsibility, then perhaps we too, Be'ezrat Hashem, will be mekayem the words at the end of the Shira of Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Va'ed Mikdash Hashem Konenu Yadecha. Shabbat Shalom, Chag Sameach.